The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ralph De La Vega. How are you, Ralph?
Terrific, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Ralph is the vice chairman of AT&T. So let's talk about AT&T as an organization. It's in a very competitive space. How do you differentiate yourself?
Well, we have made several acquisitions recently, Robert, that really differentiate us on a global basis. We now are the world's highest scale integrated services provider for businesses and for consumers. That means that if you're a business, I can provide for all your needs. If you need wireless services, I can give you wireless services. If you need wireline services, I can give you those. If you need security services, I can work with others to give you solutions that solve your business problems. So we can serve from the smallest to the largest businesses. For example, we serve nearly every single Fortune 1000 firm globally. So we have a great base of customers, and we have the latest network technologies that allow software-defined capabilities to deliver services to customers in seconds. That's what we do in the business side. On the consumer side, we do the same thing. We're an integrated services provider, and with the acquisition of DirecTV, now we can offer a customer their TV services, their broadband services, their mobile services, their fixed voice services, whatever they want in a package. That's what distinguishes AT&T. We are the world's highest scaled integrated services provider, and that is a very distinctive strategy than anybody in the marketplace.
And one of the biggest things that I'm hearing from CEOs from other people is cybersecurity. A big fear. If you look at quality, cybersecurity is the ultimate in quality. What's your take on what's happening in cybersecurity, the challenges, and what are some of the solutions?
Cybersecurity is at the top of every CIO's agenda that I know. It's a very serious issue, and it's a very challenging issue because today CIOs have to connect the people in their companies, but they also have to connect the people in their companies to their suppliers. They have to connect the stuff that they work with, their data, to the cloud. And they have more and more machines that are getting connected to the internet. So keeping all those things securely is a huge challenge. We advise customers that they have to begin by protecting their endpoints first. And those are their mobile devices, their tablets, anything where a cyber attack can generate from and use that as an access. But that's not enough. Then you have to have a secure connection to that company's network and a very secure connection to the cloud. And to make sure that you have the applications and the services that are in the cloud wrapped with security packages. So I tell my customers that the old days when you think that a firewall would just protect you, those days are gone. You've got to protect every element of your network, and then you have to have threat management over that so you can actually see where data is moving from one part of your company to the other, and to make sure that you know what data is leaving your company. That's a key aspect because sometimes people don't realize that their data is leaving your company. And in some cases, that's leaving your company to go to a hacker, a cyber attack. And that really makes the company vulnerable to losing its most valuable data. So end-to-end security, but also very vigilant analysis of the patterns that are happening in the company to quickly detect when there's an abnormality that signals that somebody's in your network, they got through, and how to stop them quickly. That's why we offer them security solutions that are end-to-end and span from the smallest business to the largest enterprise.
And I know there's 117,000 security breaches a day. I read the AT&T report that you sent me. And of those, about 40% come internally from companies.
Yeah, we see an interesting scenario happening where some of the attacks come from the outside, but in many cases you have disgruntled employees who have unauthorized access to data, and they do damage to companies internally. So you have to be vigilant from the external sources as well as the internal sources. And Robert, the data that we have on a global basis is that cyber attacks could cost as much as $445 billion worth of damage on a global basis. And when you localize that to a company, any company who's really suffers a major attack has their reputation damage, their data damage, and it's very, very costly to repair. So we encourage customers to take preventive actions to have something catastrophic happen to them. What we do at AT&T to protect our own network is we analyze about 10 petabytes of data every single day. To put that in context, that's about four times the size of the data in the Library of Congress every day. And we're looking at our network to understand where malware is coming from, what we can do to stop it from ever getting to the customer's premises. So we do a lot of network-based detection and prevention to help our customers not ever see the attacks. But in some cases, when they get through, you have to have the mechanisms that I alluded to prevent them from getting into the company's network.
Yeah, and I could see you're in sort of a unique position because of your infrastructure to help.
Yeah, we can see where they're coming from, how they're attacking, and we can give customers a heads up. The pattern. If they start attacking financial institutions or retail operations, we can give them a heads up and prevent them from getting hacked.
And is cybersecurity, does the board get involved in cybersecurity at all?
Well, yeah, it has to permeate from the CEO, the board, through the executive ranks to the lowest employees. I think it's really key that cybersecurity and has to be a state of mind where everybody is cognizant. Just one employee opening up an email that they shouldn't have that gets into a PC sets off a chain of events. So we recommend that actually companies test their employees to make sure they're properly trained and tested so that they don't open those emails that get it through the company system. You click on it, now you have a malware in the system, and it's very, very disturbing. So having trained the board, the executives, but everybody in the company to make sure that they don't click on things that they shouldn't be, that they don't plug USB devices into company products and services that they shouldn't. You have to take extreme precaution to make sure that you don't have a cyber attack.
And let's talk about quality today. How would you define what quality is really about in the 21st century?
Well, it's so much different than what we used to do. I say that you can no longer inspect quality into a product. You have to build it in, and especially with products that are software-based.
That's a great line, build in the quality.
You have to build it in. And you have to make sure that the software that you have is such that you can keep it up to date so that you don't create any quality problems. But having the capability to build in software, the quality is huge today because of the really good systems that we have in place to develop software, to ensure that it's high quality, and to maintain it properly. So you have to build it in. You have to take the right time to build it in. And then you have to have data analytics to make sure that as that software is spreading throughout your company and orchestrating different procedures in the company, that it's delivering the right quality. We are very big into data and data analytics, using big data analytics to understand what is happening in processes to stop problems before they ever happen. For example, we have a very large fleet of trucks from AT&T. We have hundreds of thousands of trucks every day on the streets, and now we're using data analytics to predict when we have a battery failure, for example. Rather than wait for the battery to die, we're replacing it proactively, because if I have a technician that has to visit a customer's premise and they have a dead battery, I have a disgruntled customer, I have problems that the customer's going to call us and find out where the technician is, huge amount of cost. Where I can easily determine, look, let's go ahead and replace the battery now, and you'll never have that problem. So we're using data and software to prevent quality problems that in the past you could never have predicted. Now we have enough software, enough data analytics that we can predict problems before they happen and nip them in the bud.
We have about 2 minutes left before the break, but I want to ask you about in quality and data and analytics. You did a special project with Red Bull that I thought was fascinating. So talk about that.
Well, we're using the Internet of Things concept to connect Red Bull's Formula One racing cars. And these racing cars have about 100 sensors in them. Red Bull races the cars in 21 races in different countries. So think about 21 different countries, cars that are running 200 miles an hour, and they're sending data to a control center in the United Kingdom. And the way that those races are won is essentially in milliseconds. So one of the things that happens in a Formula One race is they have to change the tires on the car. And changing the tires on the car is now a science, because they know exactly whether they're in Singapore or the UK or Australia. They know exactly the temperature of the tires.
There's about 30 seconds left.
They have all the data analytics that can tell those customers exactly when to change the tires. And as a result, Red Bull has taken it to a science. They can now change four tires on a Formula One race car in an amazing 1.9 seconds. So it's all about data and data analytics. It helps them win in performance races like that, and it can help companies win in the marketplace.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show with Ralph De La Vega, the Vice Chairman of AT&T. When we come back from commercial break, we are then going to talk about strategy in a disruptive technology world. Back in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and I'm here with Ralph De La Vega, the vice chairman of AT&T. Let's talk about strategy. How does a company develop strategy? What advice do you have to them in a world where you could have a new competitor digitally disrupting you overnight?
Yeah, I think there's three trends going on in business today that companies have to understand and have to adapt and not reject. The first big trend going is with software, Robert. Software is getting faster, better, and cheaper to develop with higher quality. And what's driving that is the fact that a lot of software is open sourced. You also have application programming interfaces that allow data to be accessed by these software applications in a much easier fashion. And then agile development processes make it better to deliver the software to the end users. So software is changing the world right now. In fact, some of the things that we used to be done in software and hardware, I should say, are now being done in software. You are using virtual machines developed by software every day and probably don't even know it. But I guarantee you that you've used the wake-up function on an alarm clock on a phone. That used to be that you have to have an alarm clock, but now you use your phone and it's an app. If you need a flashlight today, do you go look for a flashlight or do you open the application that is a flashlight? So those are two things that used to be hardware-based, and now they're all software-based. So things that were done in hardware are being done in software. When you combine that with mobile broadband and the cloud, then the combination of those three things is dramatically changing the world. The best example I can give you is Uber. Uber is amazingly successful. I was in London recently. I opened the front page of the Financial Times, and the headline story was the Black Cabbie School in London is closing down. Black cabbies are legendary. It takes 3 years to get a license when you go to the cabbie school. They're wonderful. But Uber has replaced them with software, mobility, and the cloud. And that's such a disruptive force that even for great services like that can be disruptive. So the message to companies today is either you disrupt or you're going to be disrupted by software, mobility, and the cloud impacting your business. It's just a matter of time. We at AT&T believe that you should be proactive and seek to use that technology to your advantage.
So now you're vice chairman of AT&T. Let's talk about in a disruptive world where you're trying to accelerate change, what is the real role of the board?
Well, I think the board has to be extremely engaged in understanding the transition from where a company is to where it is going. I'll give you our own example at AT&T. We told our board that we were moving from the old network of yesterday to a software-defined network. That's going to be a dramatic change to the technology that we use, Robert, but also to the people. We have hundreds of thousands of people that are used to the hardware world that I just described to you, a world that is getting changed by software. The things that used to be done by hardware will now require software expertise. So we have to change our people and retool them and retrain them to be software experts as opposed to hardware experts. So we've developed curriculum for our employees to let them know that, you know, the hardware jobs of the past are going to go away, but the software jobs of the future are going to grow, and give them a curriculum that if they want to make the change, they can retrain themselves so they can compete for the jobs of the future. So this is a huge transformation, not just from the technological point of view, not from the marketplace point of view, but from a people point of view, who we have to have people that can learn how to operate the business in a new software-driven environment.
I have a really important question for you. You faced one of the greatest challenges in life, and then you turned it into an opportunity that benefited all of society. Tell the story.
Well, I'll try to do it fast. I'm a very lucky person because I came to the United States by myself after the Cuban Revolution. My parents sent me ahead thinking they would follow in a few days, and it took them 4 years. So I was here in the U.S. by myself. Without a family, I didn't speak the language, and I didn't have a penny in my pocket. So those days were so difficult that when people ask me now how difficult it was to put together Singular Wireless and AT&T Wireless, a $41 billion cash deal, I say that's easy. Hard is leaving your family, leaving your language, your culture, and starting over. But it really taught me opportunities are really obstacles in disguise. And sometimes we don't approach obstacles. We walk away from them. I've learned, and in fact, the book that I wrote is called Obstacles Welcome, because we should welcome those obstacles. When I ran Latin America, which was an 11-country operation with wireless startups in those 11 countries, 11 different boards, and things were so difficult in Latin America that people said, my gosh, why did you take that job? Things are so bad. You have so many problems that this is full of opportunities. And it's that same opportunity that we approach.
Just talk about within 3 days what was happening. It was crazy.
Well, in Argentina, we had they went and devalued the peso, which was pegged for 1-to-1 to the dollar. They devalued it 4-to-1.
So you lost 75% of the business.
Oh, yeah. I ran a billion-dollar company in Argentina that overnight became a $250 million company. So that hurts your business plan for the year. In Venezuela, there was a coup, and the president was left the country for 2 days, came back in 2 days, and business went on strike. In Brazil, there was a further devaluation, defaults on loans. It was just chaotic, and we had never made money in Latin America. Within a year, by aligning our team, aligning our boards, having a common vision and a good plan that was executed well, the company turned profitable. And that's the kind of things that can happen when you approach obstacles and view them as an opportunity. You know that we work with Steve Jobs first on launching a product that was a dismal failure called the Rocker. We actually worked on the Rocker with Steve Jobs at Apple and Ed Sander at Motorola. The first phones that had iTunes in them was the Motorola Rocker. It didn't sell. But it was that opportunity that gave us a chance to work with Steve Jobs, who said, you know, I think I can build a better product. We worked together with him, and the rest is history. It was an amazing case where we worked on a small failure that led to one of the huge the greatest successes in telecommunications when it comes to mobility in probably the next 5 or 10 years. So it's amazing what you can do when you approach obstacles and you see them as an opportunity.
I want to ask you, what advice do you have to CEOs of major organizations? You're dealing with an environment with cybersecurity, which we talked about, with digital disruptions, business changing overnight, a different type of economy. What advice do you have to those CEOs on how to succeed?
I think more than anything, you have to be agile today. Things are changing so fast that you need to put in a culture where people trust each other. They can get to the marketplace fast, experiment, have fast failures, and move on to seize the opportunities, because things are changing so fast. What I tell them is one of the most important things to learn in this environment is you have to learn how to unlearn and relearn.
Wait. You have to learn how to unlearn. What
yes.
do you mean by
well,
that?
Well, look, I'll give you a great example. One of the greatest things that we found out when we did the iPhone is that you no longer needed a keyboard to have a smartphone. Before the iPhone came out, all the smartphones of that era had a physical keyboard. When the iPhone came out, it was a slate. There was no keyboard. And that was a big aha, that everything we had learned that you needed in a phone no longer was true. It was no longer true that you needed a keyboard. Apple came up with the innovation. We jumped on it. And the people who adopted the slate, to type on a slate, if you will, changed the world. Those who still stuck by the keyboard lost their business. And so you had to unlearn that you no longer needed keyboards on a smartphone. All you needed was the glass.
Boy, is that fascinating. The future for Ralph De La Vega?
The future is full of opportunities.
There you go. Great having you on the CEO show. This is Ralph De La Vega, the vice chairman of AT&T.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, vice president of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bill George. How are you, Bill?
Robert, good to be with you.
And Bill has an interesting background because there are really three disciplines. First, he was the CEO of Medtronic, Fortune 500 company. Then he was the author of four best-selling books on leadership. And now he is currently a professor at Harvard. So let's start off and talk about Medtronic. Being a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, talk about what that experience was like and what were the key lessons you learned.
I went to Medtronic because of the mission. It was a mid-sized company at the time, less than $1 billion in sales, $1 billion in market cap. But Earl Bakken, the founder, inspired me with the mission of restoring people to full life and health. And I would say the thing I'm proudest of my time at Medtronic is when I went there, we were restoring 300,000 people a year to full life and health. And by the time I left, that number was 6 million, and today it's about 15. We did that through very innovative technologies that helped extend people's lives, restore them to full health. And that was the mission. It was what everyone got impassioned about. And the company has grown from when I went there around 4,000 people to today it has 85,000 people. That passion is extended throughout the company. And so it's a mission-driven, value-centered company. And that's what really appealed to me. And I felt I was not the founder. I'm not a doctor. My job is to pull people together to further that mission and take it to the next level.
And in doing so, as CEO, what was really your most important responsibility? Where you'd wake up in the morning and you'd say, here's what I have to focus on.
To get the strategy right and to get the right players on the field that could carry it out. So the strategy was to broaden Medtronic from a pacemaker company, which is what it was when I went there, to one that could have a full range of medical technology, compete with people like Johnson & Johnson, and help people in all disease states. And that took a lot of acquisitions, took a lot of internal development, a lot of innovation, a huge number of risks. A lot of things we tried failed. But then we had to get the right people in the right jobs. For instance, I had a vice chairman I teamed up with, Dr. Glenn Nelson, who was a medical doctor. And his office is next to mine. I could walk next door to his office anytime and ask him a really stupid question about how does the body work in this way. As we had to try to decide where are we going to put our efforts, what diseases are we going to try to address, and where can we maximize our efforts.
So you talked about strategy. One thing I noticed from all your writings through the year is an ability to have really lucid thinking, mm-hmm. to see systemically to the core of an issue. What advice can you give to people on how they can see clearly of what the core issue is and what types of solutions and strategies are requisite?
Well, you have to begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says. In other words, you have to know where is it you want to go. I encountered a patient very early on. We bring patients in for a holiday party. His name was T.J. Flack, 18-year-old boy. He had cerebral palsy from birth. We had restored his life. And I kept his picture on my desk. I never forget about it. That's what we were trying to do for millions of people. And that every time discussion went off about security analysts want to do this, we're going to do this, we had to stay focused on what was really important. So get the strategy, let it evolve. It had to evolve over time, but stay focused on the end in mind. What is the big goal here? And never lose sight of that. There's so many forces, Robert, that pull you off track today. There's so much pressure for short-term earnings. There's so many regulators out there criticizing you, governments. You just can't get pulled off track by those things. And you have to keep your team on board. You have all these talented people around you. But my job as a CEO was not to be the talent. It was to bring the talent together but keep them focused on that end objective.
And when you're talking about staying focused, you've written some of the books, True North, and you have a recent book called Discover Your True North. Talk about what the concept of True North really means.
Your True North can be thought of as your inner compass, your most deeply held beliefs, your values, and the principles you lead by. Most of us know what that is. The problem is we get seduced. We get pulled off track by the great seductors of money, fame, and power. And if we let that happen, we could get all way off track of our true north. And that happened to me earlier in my career, and I had to get back on track. So I had to try to keep other leaders stay focused on that, because the failures I've seen is not because people lack the IQ to do the job, not even because they lack the inherent leadership qualities. It's they got pulled off track for the wrong reason.
And the relationship between values. Companies create values, vision, mission. And what do you do if the values maybe aren't wrong or right, but they're different from your true north? How do you deal with that, and how do you deal with that if you have a lot of people in the organization who have different sets of true north?
Well, it's crucial that everyone in the organization agree to a core set of values, starting with integrity, and that they feel an alignment between their values and the company's values. That's one of the reasons I joined Medtronic. I felt that alignment. And so we had some people, frankly, I had to let go who weren't on board with that. To them, it was all about the numbers, all about making a lot of money, and they had to disappear because they weren't on board, because that can be like a toxin. That's like a tumor in the system. It can spread. So unless you get that right, and I don't care how good a performer someone is, but it's really tough when you're going into countries where this is the norm. Like when we first went into China, and the doctors would say, you know, I only make $500 a year. You need to help me out. I said, well, we're actually not going to do that. We'll help you with great product. We'll give you great service, but we're actually not going to help you out financially. But you have to draw that line. Once you cross that line, then you start corruption throughout the firm. You can't have one set of values in China or in India, different set of values in the United States.
Fascinating point. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bill George, who was the longtime CEO of Medtronic, the best-selling author of four books, True North, currently Discover Your True North, and also a professor at Harvard University, and a great thought leader in leadership area. So let's talk about, if someone is taking that journey, what is really the journey to leadership about?
It all starts with knowing who you are. And that comes out of your life story. And accepting that. Can I accept the fact that I grew up in a poor environment? Or I'm not the majority race? Or I'm a different gender? Can I accept who I am? Am I good in my skin? And all of us go through very difficult times in our life. Crucibles is what we call them. And if I can see that there's a growth in that crucible, I'm not angry about it. I can grow from that experience. And that can make me a better person and a better leader. And it all starts there. And until you get that right, it's very hard to be a really good leader, because you have trouble admitting your mistakes. You have trouble being vulnerable. You feel you have to act like the king or the queen and being vulnerable in front of people.
And I know you've spoken and written about with Howard Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about fascinating insight on how that ties into Howard Schultz and his true leadership concept.
Howard is a guy who's built Starbucks around principles he learned as a poor kid growing up in the Bayview housing projects, where he saw his father lose 30 jobs, 30 rotten jobs, as he said. He said, I'm going to build a company where everyone's proud to work here. And so my baristas really like the customers, and the customers want to come in because they're treated so well. But Howard is very, very big on diversity. Everyone is welcome at Starbucks. It doesn't matter what differences you have. In fact, we want to celebrate diversity at a Starbucks. But he's also taken on really tough issues. He took on issues of same-sex. He's taken on issues of health care. Most recently, he tried to take on the issue of race relations. And in that case, he went too far too fast. And he was so passionate about it, about let's talk about these issues between the races, that he implemented too fast. He got a lot of pushback. It didn't work well. And he had to admit he was wrong. But Howard's the kind of guy who can admit he's wrong. But he said, you know, it doesn't mean we don't need to talk. I talked to him the other day. It doesn't mean we don't need to talk about the issue. It's just that we didn't do it well. So he will admit his mistakes, be vulnerable, and then move forward. And that's what I admire about Howard. He's a very real guy. He's about as authentic as they come.
Yeah. Any specific story that he ever told you that sticks out in your mind other than how he built those passions?
Well, clearly his experiences growing up were really tough. Like, he was dating a girl in Long Island, And he went to her house to pick her up, and his father asked him, well, where do you come from, son? And he said, Bayview Housing Project. He said, that's the last time I ever heard of the girl. And so he is sensitive to different socioeconomic brackets, so he's trying to raise and elevate the compensation of the people that work there. He gives everyone stock. And so I think all these things are integrated whole for him of how he sees the concept of what a corporation should be, and he wants to build that model corporation that others can emulate.
And there we have it for the first part of the interview. We're about to take a commercial break. We're with Bill George. Back in a few.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bill George, who was the former CEO of Medtronic, who is the best-selling author of 4 books, including, I'm looking at right now with Bill, Discover Your True North, and that's, I think, your 3rd book on the True North, and also a professor at Harvard University. I want to ask you, you talked about, and with Howard Schultz, how people are born and you have to accept and be authentic with who you are and be proud of that and be comfortable in your own skin. What are the steps to the second phase, which is really developing your leadership?
This starts with self-awareness, knowing who you are every day. And so in addition to your life story and processing your crucible, I think you need some form of introspective practice. It may sound odd to you, but in this busy 24/7 world, we need to pull back into ourselves and reflect, am I letting the immediate take precedence or the important? Am I staying focused? I happen to be a meditator, so out of my meditation comes great focus on what's important. Other people like to take a jog, or they like to go for a long walk, or pray, or, keep a journal. But it's staying that focus on, what is it, who am I, and am I being myself today? Then the other thing is getting honest feedback. Mm-hmm. Best device we have created in recent years is 360 feedback. You don't just get good feedback from your bosses. In fact, a lot of times it's not very honest. You get really honest feedback from your subordinates and your peers, particularly when it's done anonymously. I think it's key to have a group of truth tellers in your life. I've had people come to my office and say, Bill, you know, you think you had a good meeting, don't you? And I said, yeah, it was great. Everyone agreed. He said, no, they didn't. They just raised their hand because they're sitting back in their office. They're so angry at you because they knew where you're going. You just rolled over them. So you need to have those people who will confront you and not just be sycophants to tell you how great you are, but tell you when you're going off track. And those are the best people you have in your life.
And you've stories about people like Warren Buffett. Talk about that.
Well, Warren Buffett is an amazing person. He actually started out on a rough path. He was a stockbroker, and he hated it. He hated getting commissions for churning people's accounts. So he went out and formed his own law firm in Omaha, dropped out of that, has been most successful investor of all time. But, you know, he's always true to his values, still lives in the same house he's lived in for 40 years. And, you know, I had dinner with him recently, and I asked him about David Sokol, that he had to fire for insider trading. And I said, Warren, you tend to trust people, and this guy really lets you down. I said, how do you feel about that? Because you were looking at Sokol for big things. And he said, Bill, he said, just because Sokol betrayed my trust doesn't mean I shouldn't trust other people. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing.
What a great statement. So now that you have your true north and you've developed it, how do you really connect that with the world?
Well, you go into the world, you have to learn from all your experiences, and you have to get roughed up. You have to fail, get knocked down, pick yourself up. So part of that connection is taking risks. Great leaders today have to take risks. They have to accept that a lot of times they're going down the wrong path, and they have to reassess. And I think in connecting with the world, you become very real in doing that because you can acknowledge your failures, be vulnerable, be open, be real. But then in addition to that, your job is to get everyone in the right position on the field. So if you're the leader, you've got to find people that can do the job and rely on them.
Let's talk about another side of it, which is directors. So you are on three of the most prominent boards in the world, Exxon, Mayo Clinic, and Goldman Sachs. What have you recognized are the most important practices in effective governance? So we have a lot of CEOs listening, and they'd want to hear from this, and not everyone is privy to those types of boards.
We're in a rules-based era where we keep thinking up new rules, whether it's Sarbanes-Oxley or Dodd-Frank. It's not just about the rules. As a director, you need to keep the organization true to its values, and when you're being challenged, you need to make an objective assessment. We went through a rough patch at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, along with J.P. Morgan, navigated the financial crisis better than any firm in the world. But coming out of that, we bounced back with huge earnings. We started getting criticized. We started being challenged. And so, to the firm's credit, we did a top-to-bottom analysis, and I headed up the board committee that oversaw that, to analyze every one of the firm's practices and say, are we moving away from our number one goal, which is to put the customer's interest first? And we learned that the perception of many customers we were, and we had to go back and do a whole series of steps to ensure that every one of our 37,000 people was always putting the customer's interest first. That's a big job. The board's job is not to do that. It's to oversee it. But if you see it going off track, no matter how good the earnings are, then you need to step up to that as a board member.
And so you're talking about really knowing the right thing, doing the right thing, taking the correct role to do that. How about you personally, challenges that you've had in your life? What was the biggest challenge that you faced in your life? How did you respond to it, and what did you learn from that?
My biggest challenge early on was desperately wanting to be a leader and running for office in high school and college and losing 7 elections in a row.
7?
Yes.
You sound like Lincoln.
1 through 7. And a group of seniors at Georgia Tech pulled me aside and said, Bill, no one's ever going to be let work with you, much less be led by you, because you're moving so fast, you don't take time for other people.
And that's because your brain is moving quickly.
And my activity
and you know
level.
Where you're at.
It looked to others like I'm building a resume.
Yeah.
And they were right. And I had to do a whole reassessment for about a year, came back, and was fortunate. But, you know, I almost repeated that same thing in my latter Honeywell years. I'd been president of Honeywell Europe, my 30s, came back, was made executive vice president, headed up 3 different sets of business. I kept getting these turnarounds, and I solve one, solve the second set. These are like 9 businesses at a time, so it took, you know, a number of years. Finally got the 3rd set. One day, I'm driving home, and meanwhile, I'm one of 2 people, probably the heir apparent, to be the next CEO of Honeywell. My wife's got a good job, 2 wonderful kids, nice friends, and I look at myself in the mirror, see that flash in the mirror. What I saw was a miserable person, me, because I was losing. I was losing sight. I didn't use the term true north. I was losing sight of who I was. I wanted to be that value-centered leader that could inspire other people to do the right thing. I was running for CEO, and I wanted that big brass ring. My father wanted me to be CEO of a big company, and I didn't even subliminally, I'd taken on his goal, and boy, it had to be that big company. And Medtronic was a mid-sized company, and so I had to face myself. My wife helped me a lot. She'd seen all these things, all my blind spots. So that's when I went from running a very big business at Honeywell to going to a much smaller one at Medtronic. Now Medtronic's grown up to be far bigger than Honeywell, but it was the best thing I ever did.
It's a great message about recognizing your patterns and moving forward. Huge question. Simply, what would your advice be to the top 10,000 CEOs in America?
To understand their true north, to stay on track, and to work with everyone to let people be real inside their organizations by being real themselves and then opening up opportunities for people, the new generation leaders.
Great having you on the CEO Show, Bill.
Thank you very much for having me.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.